In another blow to the intellectual elite's credibility, I read this Market Watch article today. The extra $600 Americans get in weekly unemployment benefits ends next month. Here's what lawmakers are proposing to replace it with. And I go through and I read this article and I see that there are proponents of this extra $600 that say decreasing those benefits could cost the country even more jobs. The paying people less to not work is going to cost the economy much. And I couldn't believe it. And I always get suspect with how articles will generalize. You know, I love it on Twitter when people make arguments against people or all groups of people, but they never give specifics. I also get suspicious when the proponents are unnamed for a ridiculous policy. So I look and there is a link and it goes to another article regarding the same thing where this economist, Heidi Schreiserholz, an economist at the Economic Policy Institute, a blank-leaning think tank based in Washington, D.C. Now, I'm just going to let you fill in the blank of which way do you think this think tank's leaning? Do you think they're leaning to the right or to the left? And I tried to do it backwards for the camera. I don't know if it's like a mirror or not, so I might have gone the opposite direction. Okay. We're going to get into that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, tagging a friend, also supporting our sponsors, Kingsman Grooming Products. Go over to KingsmanGroomingPros.com. I'm telling you, you will get the beard grooming, shaving products of your life. You'll never want to try anything else. Go over to KingsmanGroomingPros.com. Put in HTBT, get 10% off, support small business, support a Christian company, and get fantastic products. I'm telling you, every single person that has tried them from my show that's reached out to me and said they're never going back. I'm not even lying to you. I would never lie to you. I might be wrong, but I will never lie to you. And I can tell you for a fact that no one has told me they do not like this product or that they are wanting to go back to another product. So go over to KingsmanGroomingPros.com. All right. Now, part of that $2.2 trillion bailout package, I think it was phase four, phase 4.5 or five or whatever it was. I just lost track of all the trillions that we're spending. One of the things was to boost, enhance, pay more people that were going to go on unemployment during this whole thing, virus that shall not be named. That probably isn't that big of a deal after all anyways. An extra $600. And if you remember, I believe I even talked about it on the show. I definitely tweeted about it, talked about it on social media, which if you want to follow me, you can do it at How to Build a Tent, especially on Parler, where my stuff isn't censored. Where we were talking about how, oh, yeah, we did talk about it on the show. It was a Seattle-based business where this lady got the bailout or the PPP, the small business loan, so that she could keep her workers on. And she got them all into this room or this virtual room on a Zoom call or Google Hangout or whatever it was. And she was so excited to tell them that they didn't have to get fired. And the reception that they got was anger. They wanted to be fired because they were making more money on unemployment because of the $600 enhancement, quote unquote, to the Planned Parenthood. I mean, not Planned Parenthood, to the unemployment benefits. Planned Parenthood. Oh, man, what a crazy day. That they wanted to go on unemployment benefits and didn't want to work because the benefits were so much greater than actually working. And we have people from left-wing Washington, D.C., you know, that place that runs the country, that place that tells us how to live our lives, tells us we can't go outside, tells us what we have to do, what we can't do, how to raise our kids, what not to do, what schools to go to, how to do your job, at what prices to set, all these things. Oh, and your healthcare, by the way, this is a little small little fact. I'm not sure you knew. These people in Washington, D.C. are dumb enough or brazen enough. Maybe they know they're wrong and idiots, or that their position is stupid, to argue that paying people an extra $600 to stay unemployed is actually going to hurt the job market. It's going to actually hurt the job market. Now, only an intellectual could think something so stupid. Only an intellectual can think that that is something worth arguing for, so much so that you will put it in an article. And it just goes to show you that these people are not genuine. They're not caring about the economy. These economists are not trying to create a better economy. These economists aren't trying to advocate for policies that will stimulate job creation, stimulate economic wealth. They will not, that doesn't build up a nation. No, these people have an agenda, because there is no way that an economist who understands anything about the economy and how people work in a free market, which we somewhat still have, there's no way in heck, in heaven, on earth, anywhere, except a bad cuss word or a place that we go when we don't believe in Jesus. There's no way that they could seriously believe this unless they have an agenda. And the only agenda that could possibly be there to want to keep unemployment benefits this high and to say and to make a stupid argument like it is actually going to hurt the job creation in the future if we don't extend this is people that are seeking to make you dependent on government programs, that are trying to get you comfortable and complacent and not providing for yourself. This left-leaning think tank economist is not talking about economics at all. It is guised in economics, but they are talking to you about socialism, dependency. They're talking to you about being enslaved to the government, being on the teat of the government. Can I say teat? I don't know if I can say that. It's just one of those days. I'm sorry. It's just one of those days. And this is a big deal because you know what's happening right now? Lawmakers are planning the next bailout package, the next stimulus, the next trillions of dollars. And you know who is pushing for this to be extended? The left-leaning folks over in Washington, D.C. And do you know who's most likely going to approve it? The right-leaning folks in Washington, D.C. And at some point, we have to realize that making a deal isn't worth it when we are accepting positions, accepting these policies to be implemented because it's killing us. When we as men especially don't work, when we are reliant on others to take care of us, we become castrated. We start acting like children. We stop acting like the men we were meant to be. It's devastating to us. And you get complacent and you get comfortable and you get used to it. And this mindset happens where you stop being motivated to go out and better yourself. You stop being motivated to get out there and try to better yourself, to add skills, to educate yourself, to improve, to climb the ladder, to start a business. You get really comfortable managing with what you have, becoming bitter at those who have more than you, playing the video games, you know, getting that beer money, and just coasting through life, never getting married, never trying to have kids, never trying to do anything of worth in this world. And that's the way these people want us, guys. That's the way people want us. There's no other explanation for anyone who thinks that it actually hurts job creation. It hurts the economy to cut these benefits. No one in their right mind thinks that paying people to not work is good for anything. Paying people to not work is shooting yourself in the foot. It's shooting your economy in the foot. It's absolutely devastating. We shouldn't have it. We shouldn't have it at all. We shouldn't have unemployment benefits. Because we should have family members and churches stepping up, but they don't. And so the government will, you know, move in. I actually saw something that was really great. I forgot who it was, and I don't even know how true it is, but I just thought, man, this probably is really true. It says, if every churchgoer actually tithed 10%, we would not need any social programs. We wouldn't need any government social programs because we'd church to have so much money to take care of those who actually need it that we wouldn't need the government programs. And you know what's the other interesting thing about that? And we'll just talk about this real quick and then we'll close. It's going to be a shorter show today. I've learned out of all my years to say that at the end of the show instead of the beginning, because whenever I say that in the beginning, it goes long. But if we were relying on actual individuals, people that we knew for help when we needed it, and obviously people do need help. People lose their jobs. People need money. They need food. They need, you know, things to get by. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have a generous spirit. We shouldn't have charities. We shouldn't have churches and families taking care of their own family, churches taking care of their community, churches taking care of themselves, obviously. But what also happens with that is you're connected to the people you're taking from, and you're understanding that you're taking from somebody to get this. When it's veiled behind the government, when you are receiving somebody else's money, but it's veiled through a third party called the government, you don't see the sacrifice that someone else is making for yourself. And when you see that, I guarantee you, you will not get comfortable and complacent with receiving those sacrifices, either through dinners, through meals, through cash payments, whatever it is. You don't get comfortable with it when you see the person and you look them eye to eye. And there's also accountability there where the person giving that can say and speak into these people's lives. Wouldn't our society be a lot better if we had those kinds of charitable relationships, those kinds of safety nets instead of the government? See, God's system is always best. And when we prop up these false securities, these false idols, it destroys us. The wages of sin is death, even in systems, even in policies, even in these big government programs, guys. And just because we're used to it, just because it's what we've always known, does not mean it's best, does not mean it's right, and doesn't mean we should be content with how it is. We have an election coming up, and we better get out and vote. We better be voting biblically, voting intelligently, so that we all have the motivation, the ability, the freedoms to be successful. So let's go out, be successful, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.